Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, April the 2nd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down 0.75 cents at 4.34¾. May wheat down 3 cents at 5.54, and May beans up 2 cents at 11.87¾. There are a lot of traders out here questioning whether the USDA intentions number on the corn is accurate. Most people believe it's going to be over 90 million acres. The outside markets might be taking center stage here. We've got crude oil up $1.37 a barrel, highest prices since October. The S&P looks to open up 43 lower. The Dow Jones down about 350 points. Silver is very strong, up 58, and gold up 22 to new highs. Bitcoin is down 5,000 a coin. So I think we're going to see maybe some transferring out of equities and things that have been very high into some solid commodities, gold, silver, and hopefully the grains will go up as well. Palm oil reached a new high overnight. Our bean oil was up 56 ticks overnight, and I think that will continue. We have 2% of the corn planted right on the average. 56% of the winter wheat is in good to excellent shape. That's a little bit worse than what we're looking for, but almost double what it was a year ago, so it's not in bad shape out there. China has decided to cut imports, particularly of Ukrainian corn. They believe they have enough corn right now and want to boost local prices to encourage farmers to plant more corn. So that's a little bit negative for the world corn market out here. But overall, I think we could see a turnaround Tuesday here today with the metals this strong, with crude oil this strong, with the Dow and the Bitcoin in the tank. I think we might see some money come into commodities. Now, the last couple of days, the funds haven't had any problem really selling more grain out here. But right now, we've got the funds almost even in the oil. Some people have them just a few contracts long. I've got them short 1,000 contracts. But certainly, if bean oil is up 40 or 50 points here today, that'll put the funds from short along for sure. And that may be the first of the short covering in the funds. I would imagine meal might be next. So overall, you know, I think we can look for a tour on Tuesday here today. Relatively quiet day. There'll be plenty of people willing to sell rallies in the grains, and I think that's reasonable. I think there's plenty of people who'll be willing to buy breaks. I think these choppy markets continue till we get the supply and demand numbers next week. So, you know, hopefully we'll see something positive that can at least give us another marketing opportunity before the WASDE numbers. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.